BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille says this year's travel in Durban will be a key economic driver and not just a trade show. The annual event brings industry players, particularly from across the continent of Africa, but also from other parts of the world. It will take place in Durban next month.
Now, we've seen the economic impact of this event one year after the other, and it has grown into the most vibrant marketplace of the African continent.
Speaking at the launch of the Africa Travel Indaba in Durban today, de Lille said last year's installment pumped over 220 million rand into the city's economy, with an economic knock-on effect of over 330 million for the province of KZN. The minister says this year's theme, Unlimited Africa, calls for a continent not bound by stereotypes, unhindered by its past, and one that is bold in reaching its full potential.
We are proud to be African. We keep on talking about, oh, Africa must still rise. Nonsense. We have arisen already. We must just acknowledge that as Africans, instead of shouting these empty slogans. So we are not doing ourselves a great service by selling ourselves to the rest of the world. The world owes us nothing. We have to go out and sell ourselves to the world very, very proudly.
The Independent Electoral Commission has aligned over 23,000 voting districts to new ward boundaries ahead of next year's local government elections. It follows the completion of the first phase of the municipal demarcation process by the Demarcation Board. The Commission says aligning voting districts with newly demarcated wards ensures accurate voter representation and efficient electoral planning. IEC CEO Simon Mabolo has urged voters to verify and update their registration details when the period opens.
In instances where, as a result of the demarcation of wards, voting districts no longer accord to the wards, the Electoral Commission will undertake project to communicate and re-register the affected voters to ensure that they are registered in wards of ordinary residents.
And the UK Prime Minister has insisted it's time to lower the temperature of the transgender debate after being pressed by MPs on last week's Supreme Court ruling. Judges there decided that the term woman is defined under the country's law by biological sex and not by gender recognition certificates. Conservative Party leader Kemi Badenoch has told Keir Starmer he was wrong when he previously said that trans women are women and accused him of being scared to talk about the issue.
He hid for 6 days without commenting on the Supreme Court judgment. Why did it take him so long to respond?
She held the post of Minister for Women and Equalities for 2 years, and she did precisely nothing.
Campaigners had warned of far-reaching consequences for single-sex spaces, including toilets and hospital wards. Following last week's ruling, some trans activists said they feared the ruling undermines their rights. Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Richards Bay 21, Pietermaritzburg 17. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Umpali.